Welcome back. This one's for that proper jungle and old school DNB lift, not the biggie DM whoosh, but that tense, gritty, recorded on a dublate kind of movement. We're building what I call a tape dust riser, and the signature move is riser offset. We gradually pull a texture layer slightly ahead of the beat, so the track feels like it's leaning forward into the drop. And the best part, this is arrangement first. We're not trying to design the craziest sound in isolation. We're building contrast. Texture ramps in, then it snaps out of the way, and the drop hits harder because everything suddenly feels clean and centered. Open Ableton Live 12 and get into arrangement view. First, quick session prep so we don't destroy the groove. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 172 BPM. Make sure you've already got at least a basic drum foundation going, a break, and a kick and snare that actually slap. Then place two locators in arrangement, one where your build starts, label it build 16, and one right on the downbeat of the drop, label it drop. Now we need a tape dust source, and I want it as audio, not a synth. Audio is king here, because we can warp it, slip it, offset it, chop it, and gate it like an old sampled loop. Create a new audio track and name it Tape Dust SRC. For the audio itself, grab something like vinyl crackle, tape hiss, or even a field recording of room tone. Anything with texture that's interesting when you push it around. Loop it for the length of your build, like 16 bars. Now warp it. Set warp mode to texture. Dial grain size somewhere around 20 to 40 milliseconds, and flux around 15 to 30. Flux is that instability control. This is where it starts to feel alive, but if you overdo it, it can turn into a swirly mess. We want movement, not seasickness. If you don't have a noise sample, you can do this with operator by using a noise waveform, filtering it, then freezing and flattening to audio. But honestly, a real crackle or hiss recording usually feels more authentic right away. Next, we're going to put this on a dedicated bus so you can automate it like an instrument in the arrangement. You've got two options, a return track or a group. Return is great if you want to send multiple things into the same dust vibe. Group is great if you want to commit to audio and do edits quickly. For jungle arrangement work, I like the group approach because it's easy to resample and chop later. So, group your Tape Dust SRC into a group named Tape Dust Group, and we'll put the processing chain on the group. Now build the Tape Dust Riser chain with stock devices, in this exact order. First device, auto filter. This is your riser engine. Set it to high pass, 24 dB slope. Start the frequency somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz, and by the time you hit the drop, you'll be up around 2 to 6 kHz depending on how thin and urgent you want it. Add a bit of resonance, like 0.30 to 0.55, and a little drive, 2 to 6 dB, just to give the filter some attitude. And here's a teacher tip. In a dense jungle mix, the filter sweep often does more work than extra distortion. If you feel like your dust isn't rising, don't immediately add more plugins. Try a slightly higher end frequency, or a touch more resonance, and keep the level lower. Next device. Saturator. This is the tapish grit. Pick soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 4 to 10 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then pull your output down to level match because louder always sounds better, and we're not trying to fool ourselves. The goal here is warm dirt, not white fizz. If it gets harsh, you can back off the drive, or later we'll band limit it like an old sampler. Third device, Redux. This is tiny digital strain like cheap conversion or old school resampling artifacts. Use it lightly. Set downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Cheap bit reduction fairly high, like 10 to 14 bits. Then set dry slash wet around 5 to 20%. We're seasoning, not deep frying. Old school move, in the last two bars before the drop. Automate Redux up just a little. Not enough to sound like a video game, just enough that things feel like they're getting stressed. Fourth device, Chorus Ensemble. This is your unstable stereo haze, like worn tape transport. Use chorus mode. Rate very slow, 0.08 to 0.25 Hz. Amount around 10 to 25%. Width around 70 to 120. Mix around 10 to 25%. Keep this subtle. If the hiss suddenly feels like it's floating outside the track instead of sitting in it, you've gone too wide or too wet. Fifth device, utility. This is where you keep it controlled and make it mix safe. Turn bass mono on, just in case any low junk is lurking. Then automate width, during the build, something like 80% up to 120% as you approach the drop. And keep an eye on gain. This layer should support the build, not become the build. Cool. At this point you've got a classic dust riser. Now we do the signature move, riser offset. The idea is simple. We gradually shift the dust earlier, so it feels like the track is leaning forward. The drums stay locked, but the texture gets impatient. Go to the tape dust SRC track itself, not the groove processing. Find track delay in the mixer section. It might be hidden. Show the track delay controls if you need to. We're going to automate it from 0 milliseconds at the start of the build to something like minus 10 to minus 25 milliseconds right before the drop. Negative delay means the dust arrives early. That's the forward pull. Now, calibration matters. At around 170 BPM, a 16th note is roughly 88 milliseconds. If you keep your max offset under about 15 milliseconds for most of the build, it reads as urgency. If you go to minus 25, do it only right near the end, and keep the dust layer quieter. If you can clearly hear it flaming against the drums, you went too far. Shave 5 to 10 milliseconds off and try again. And here's the non-negotiable part. On the exact downbeat of the drop, reset track delay back to 0 milliseconds. Put a tiny automation point there like a safety pin. You'll thank yourself later when you start moving clips around and nothing accidentally stays offset. Next, add that worn splice feel using microslips. Duplicate your dust clip across the build, like in 2-bar chunks. Then on each clip, nudge the start marker forward just a tiny bit, 5 to 30 milliseconds. Not every clip has to move. You're creating the illusion that this was edited and re-edited, like a piece of tape getting handled. If your dust has any tonal content, you can add an optional pitch drift. With warp on texture, you can automate transpose from 0 up to maybe plus 2 semitones across the build. Keep it subtle. Another option is to automate grain size down slightly, so it feels tighter and more urgent toward the drop. Now, let's make it musical. In jungle, texture should dance with the breaks, not smear them. Add a gate somewhere after the grit, either after saturator or after the full chain. Turn on side chain. Set the input to your snare, or the snare transient in your break bus. Dial the threshold so the snare clearly opens the gate. Attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds. Hold 20 to 60 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. What you're listening for is this. Every snare hit should speak the dust layer, like the dust is part of the rhythm. If it sounds like a constant SHHHHH behind everything, the threshold is too low or the release is too long. Now arrangement placement. Here's a classic 16-bar build approach. Bars 1 to 8. Keep the dust low and dark. Filter is down. Width is narrower. Saturation is modest. You want it more felt than heard. Bars 9 to 14. Start pushing the high pass sweep. Increase saturation a little. Open width gradually and start the track delay ramp so it's leaning forward more and more. Bars 15 to 16. This is where you can get cheeky. Add a touch more redux. Maybe push the offset a bit further, but again, keep it quiet enough that it's felt as pressure, not heard as a timing mistake. Advanced coaching move. Don't automate everything all the time. Pick one hero parameter per 4-bar block. For example, bars 1 to 4 you focus on the filter. Bars 5 to 8, you focus on offset. Bars 9 to 12, you focus on saturation. Bars 13 to 16, you focus on width. That keeps the arrangement intentional instead of wiggly. And now, drop impact. Kill it cleanly. This is where a lot of people mess up. Right on the drop, hard mute the dust. Either mute the track, or automate utility gain to minus infinity on the exact downbeat. Also reset track delay to zero. And if you've opened the stereo width a lot, return it to your normal value. That sudden cleanliness is the whole trick. The drop feels heavier, because the air and grime vanish and the drums feel like they hit a wall of silence. One more pro detail. In the last beat before the drop, try collapsing width slightly. Automate utility width down quickly so the silence at the drop feels even more centered. Wide hiss can feel detached, and collapsing it right before the cut makes the contrast hit harder. If you want it darker and more sampled, add a Q8 after saturator. High pass around 120 to 250 Hz. Low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. That band-limited ceiling is pure old sampler energy. Tough, not shiny. If your sub feels threatened, add a compressor side-chained from the kick to the dust bus. Ratio 2:1:4:1, attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 80 to 160, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kicks. It keeps the dust from masking the low-end punch. Now, let's talk common mistakes so you don't waste an hour debugging vibes. Do not offset your main drum bus. Ever. Negative delay on breaks can wreck swing and phase perception. Only do it on textures. Don't go too wide on noisy highs. It can be fatiguing and disconnected. Check in mono sometimes. If the lift disappears in mono, reduce chorus mix and let the filter sweep do the rising. Don't skip gating or ducking. Dust that ignores the snare often blankets the mix and makes the drop feel smaller, not bigger. And do not forget reset points at the drop. Track delay back to zero, dust gain to off. Lock it in with automation points. Quick practice assignment to cement it. Build a 16-bar pre-drop dust riser. Loop your dust for 16 bars. Chain is auto filter, saturator, redux, chorus ensemble, utility. Automate auto filter high pass from 150 Hz up to around 4 kHz. Automate saturator drive from 5 dB up to 9 dB. Automate utility width from 85% up to 120%. Automate track delay on the dust track from 0 milliseconds down to about minus 18 milliseconds by bar 16, then snap back to 0 at the drop. Sidechain gate it from the snare. Hard mute at the drop. Then listen. If the drop doesn't feel bigger, don't add more. Turn the dust down by 3 to 6 dB and try again. The best tape dust is felt more than heard. For homework, make two versions of the same build into the same drop. Build is forward lean, stronger track delay ramp, moderate filter, minimal stereo tricks. Build bead is pressure cooker, track delay mostly stable, more saturation and tighter gating rhythm, width opens in the last 4 bars then collapses right before the drop.